Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better.
All right, Betties. I have a super special treat for you all. Over the next several weeks, treats, 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 I'm going to be giving you a behind-the-scenes look at my upcoming book, The Betty Body.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
Now, the Betty Body is going to be released worldwide February the 16th, and you'll be able to buy it everywhere, on Amazon, all the places. But I thought it would be really delicious to make a little mini series and to go through the book chapter by chapter and really share with you the behind the scenes stuff, like the director's cut of each chapter. So this is going to be things that were not included in the book. Things are just, you know, I'm going to share with you things that are just not available anywhere else except on this Geeky Magic series. And it's going to be part story time as well. I want to read you some excerpts from the book, and it's just going to be geek meets magic meets birth of the Betty Body. And I really want to give you a behind the scenes look in terms of all the triumphs and struggles that it took to make this book, and some of the feedback that I got, some early feedback that I got that really made me rethink the whole book and how I really became the book in the process of writing it. And I personally love listening to stories. I don't know if you still fondly remember, but I still fondly remember kindergarten story time right before nap. So I thought it would be a great time to bring that back, to read you some excerpts, like I said, from the book, share my process, my thoughts, and all the struggles in bringing this book to life. So let's start with the first chapter. And the first chapter, I titled it A Heroine Lost in a Modern World. And in this first chapter, I really wanted to set the stage for what we are going to be discussing throughout the entire book, which was this feeling that I had personally struggled with for decades, that my body felt so out of control no matter what I did. So it doesn't matter what diet, it doesn't matter what, you know, exercise program I was on. It seemed to be this like Herculean effort to try and get the ball moving in any of the directions that I wanted, whether it was fuel, fitness, you know, embracing and being a whole, like both the masculine and the feminine. My period was an absolute gong show, and I just wasn't really able to see anything or what I perceived to be anything to be able to stick it through to fruition. And very openly and honestly, this was a point of real guilt and shame for me. I hated my period. I hated my period for decades. It felt like it was my arch nemesis. It felt like I was being punished for being a woman every month. Oh man, that was hard to say. it was harder to write. Like it was, I can be a stubborn mule. I know this. And in the process of writing this book, I wanted to skip sharing this altogether and just do a deep dive into the science. That's like the masculine comfort zone, right? I was like, well, I'm just going to get into the science and nobody see me. I'll just like talk about all the science and like help, help, help and forget about me. Thankfully, I have a partner in Giovanni and my editors who reeled me in. They reeled me back in and told me that, you know, books without stories are like, you might as well write a thesis or a scientific paper. Like no one cares. My partner, Giovanni, after I had given him the first draft of the manuscript and him reading it, he said, listen, honey, like if you want to impact people, it's like, it's time for you to let people in, like stop with the walls, like let people know how this was such a big struggle for you. And of course I was like, "Kleep." So it was really hard. It was hard to hear that. It was, you know, kind of left a mark on my wounded heart. I wanted to kind of go in. I went in, you know, to this book thinking that I could completely just like avoid my own story in it. So I sat with both the feedbacks from my editors and Giovanni and decided that just like, F it, like, I'm just going to open up. I'm going to take the thorns off of my heart and I'm going to be open and, honest with you and let you know that it was, you know, that I struggled for many, many years, with negative thoughts, with thoughts of self-worth, with like, just, am I important? Like that was a question that I didn't know the answer to. So that's setting the scene. So I'm going to read an excerpt from the book and this will tie everything up beautifully so you can see what it is that I'm referring to. For the longest time, I was at war with my body. When my body stepped out of line, it would be punished with excessive cardio, long bouts of hunger, and hateful words. The most hateful of words. Words like worthless and waste of skin and pointless, irrelevant, stupid, and weak. Before I woke to the power of being whole, I was completely divorced from my body. My body was a pain, and it had pesky menstruation and weight gain where I didn't want it to. So I ignored it as much as I could. In fact, my body was merely a vessel for me to carry my brain around wherever I wanted it to go. And I spent years developing ways to ignore it and symptoms that I could silence with medication. I would convince myself that I had to be productive and that my productivity was somehow a measure of my worthiness.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction with the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna. It's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
There was always something that had to get done that was more important than my workout or taking the time to cook a meal for myself at home. I was convinced that achievement, success, and all the accolades that accompanied them would bring me happiness. I thought, hey, if I get on the dean's list, I might be happy. I thought, hey, if I get into one of the top chiropractic schools on the planet, I would be happy. If I open up a clinic and start seeing hundreds of patients, making a dent in my community, then maybe I'd be happy. And in truth, these achievements were incredibly satisfying. They were. I worked hard for them and I was proud to follow them through to completion. The thing was, the satisfaction that I garnished was not what I thought it would be. I thought all these accolades would fill me up, sealing off the gaping holes in how I felt about myself. I thought these things would make me whole and happy and worthy. Instead, these highs were painfully fleeting, leading me yet again with my feelings of unworthiness. So I did what any type A overachieving female running away from her feelings does. I set another goal, and a new goal that I could map out and crush while continuing to ignore my body. And when that goal was achieved and the dopamine slowly drained from my body, I'd set another goal, hoping this one would be the Band-Aid that I was looking for myself and the admittedly poor coping mechanisms I had gathered and used back then. I was scared with no guidance and didn't have the tools to deal with my body. And it seemed anytime I ventured to sink beneath my throat to check in, my body really scared me. So I had a rule. As long as my body did what I wanted it to, I would not punish her. I would not spend hours on the cardio machine undoing the inexplicable food binges or beat myself up with hateful words about my willpower. And every month I do pretty well until about the third week of my cycle. Somehow, inexplicably and without fail, my cravings would overpower me and I would cave. It was beyond frustrating, beyond demotivating, and I could not figure it out. This was my story for years until one summer when I went to Italy for a short vacation. Cliffhanger. So those are some of the opening paragraphs in the book. And I basically open up my heart to you and tell you all the problems that Az had. So just imagine me with like my wide anime eyes, my chin trembling, just putting it all out there for you in the hopes that, you know, you can see that I have had some of the same challenges that you maybe currently have and that are trying to solve and you're having a trouble finding the right solution for it. And, you know, the way that I like to look at this book as a whole is that you and I, Betty, we are on the same path, right? I may have some more wisdom and some more tools that I have garnished over my journey, but I want to share all of those with you because I am a big believer in a rising tide lifts all boats. A rising tide lifts all boats. We all win when we all share. Okay. There's no lack. There's no competition. Like all that stuff is just like patriarchal bullshit that is designed to keep the sisterhood apart. So speaking of sisterhood, speaking of winning together, I want to mention that I, in celebration of the book, so the book comes out February 16th, as I mentioned, I am running a month-long challenge. We're calling it the Betty Body Challenge, where you are going to get, if you decide to join, you are going to get a special edition of the book, i.e. not the one that's going to be available on Amazon, but it's a special little ditty from moi. And so you're going to get lifetime access to the Betty Body Challenge, the PDF that we've created for you, which I think the last time I checked was 35 or 40 pages long. So it's quite detailed. A detailed 4-week nutrition guide, meal plans, recipes, video tutorial access, all of the 4 weeks, all the workouts. I've filmed those all for you. There's a supplementation guide. If you want to take supplements, I sort of guide you in terms of which ones are great and which ones to avoid. And you get a members-only Facebook group with access for as long as the program exists. And live weekly with me, Q&A calls with your Betty, the original Betty, maybe Queen Betty. I don't know. I had one of my clients call me Queen Bee. So Queen Betty, so I'm going with that. So we'll have weekly calls with me. And so this is, you know, to have access to me on a weekly basis, all of this, we've sort of valued this at about $4.29, but I'm feeling joyous. I'm feeling generous. I'm offering this, the book, the program, all of it for $37. So I'll drop the link in the show notes, but you can also just, if you go to hellobetty.club, so HelloBetty.club, you will see the Betty Body Challenge is the first thing at the top of the website. You can click on that and join, and super excited to see you there. And I hope you enjoyed this director's cut of chapter one. And next week we will talk about chapter two and start getting into all the geek and all the magic that is this, my new book, baby. It's my baby. And I'm so excited to share with you. So see you all there.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet Ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment. This episode is brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Stephanie Estima, and Leverage. Leverage handles all production, creates the images that you see on my social media, and takes out all my awkward pauses. They are my secret magic bullet. You can visit them at getleverage.com/better.